the river. It was boiling around the sea. It was boiling around the sea. It was boiling all on the day. So I ran to the Lord. I said, Lord, hide me. Please hide me. Please help me all on that day. He said, child, where were you when you ought to have been praying? I said, Lord, Lord, hear me praying, Lord, Lord. All on that day. Said a man, you ought to be praying. Ought to be praying, said a man. Ought to be praying all on that day. I cried, power.
Well, there we have it, folks.
One and only Nina Simone. Sinnerman, all 10 minutes and 19 seconds of it, from the record Pastel Blues from 1965. How do we feel about that one? I know Adam has some feelings about that one. Some good feelings.
That was quite the experience.
That's number one. That's number one.
Yeah.
That's number one.
That's the first time I've heard that, but I have to say that's deserving of that spot. That's fine. A magic song.
It's fine. Especially this, like, the drawn out ending. Oh my goodness.
So many amazing moments in that.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be revisiting.
You know, now that you're saying that, Adam, I think I'm inclined to agree with you. But, you know, it's already set in stone, though.
It is.
Number one is already set in stone. But let's not downplay number one.
So we're now 99 songs in. So if someone's listening and has a song they've been rooting for, it's either,
yeah,
and it hasn't been played yet, it's either the best song of all time or it's not even
or it's
the top
not.
100.
Yeah, true. See, that's the big struggle with this, because I was still editing the top 10 while the bottom 90 were still in stone. So I, you know, it was getting a little bit dicey. But if anyone has any requests, any last minute requests that I may not have considered, anything that would make me bump, anything that would make
the
me
greatest.
Bump the number one song all the way down
to nothing,
to basically nothing. If it's not in this list, it's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. Although we will also be doing some honorable mentions after the countdown
definitely
concludes, some songs that we think maybe should have made it, from my fellow people in the studio right now, and also from myself, things that I may have messed up on. But before we do that, of course, we must play number one. I forgot to do a station call at the top of the hour because I was just so caught up in the, you know, sound and fury of Sinnerman. But you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a long, crazy journey throughout this countdown, most of which has been done alone or vicariously through the internet, so I'm so glad to have other people in the studio with me here tonight to celebrate the greatest song of all time. Now, I've already disclosed what artist did this number one song of all time to my fellow studio residents, and I've heard some feedback, some of it positive, some of it less positive. But regardless of that, we soldier on. There's no turning back now, folks. Number one, are you ready for it? Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready? I don't think you're ready. I really do not think that you're ready for number one, for what is about to grace your eardrums right now. Okay? Are we ready?
Ready.
Ready?
I'm ready.
I suppose.
All right, let's go.
Thank you.
Oh dear. What was? I'm so sorry, folks. I don't know how that one got in there. That was I claim to be a somewhat professional radio DJ, but I really do not know how that song got in there. So sorry. Technical difficulty over here. Somehow, Amber by 311 snuck into the countdown at just the most inopportune point. I mean, I was really building that up, man. That really sucks. Anyway, let's just pretend that that didn't happen. But it's a good song. I mean, I gotta say, you know, if any song got in there, I mean, yeah, it's kind of an honorable mention. I'm not gonna lie. But that was number 1.5. Let's call it that. Yeah, number 1.5, Amber by 311. All right, enough nonsense. I'm gonna be professional here. This one, and I mean it this time. This one is the greatest song of all time. Not Amber by 311, not Sinner Man by Nina Simone. Actually, maybe Sinner Man by Nina Simone, according to Adam. But this one, it's a perfect pop song, I think. It's perfect. It's light, it's airy, it's joyful, it's euphoric. Not that I don't even like that word, but it's euphoric. That's the only word that's coming to mind right now, just because I'm in the frenzy of embarrassing 311 mishaps. But yes, the greatest song of all time. Here it is.
Just
Well, that's it. That's the countdown. Number one of all time, The Cure, Just Like Heaven. You know, in all the different iterations of that list throughout the months, that was the only song that stayed atop the chart. That was the only one. Everything else I was moving around and twisting around, but I just knew that that song had to be there. It's just so joyful. That's all I gotta say about it.
I'm in agreement with you on that. I think that one is my... Well, I mean, I saw some video, I guess, on Instagram Reels or something like that.
Yeah.
Some guy that was going around and asking what the greatest love song was of all time.
Yeah.
And then some guy started singing, like, shoddy, like, melody in my head or whatever. But then I was actually thinking, and then that was what I came up with.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely very deserving of that spot. Amazing song. Yeah.
Other thoughts?
Well, you know, you're going to make me look like a real hater. Yeah, it deserves its place in the top 100, but The Cure would not be touching my top 25, I will say.
That's fair. Mm. Everybody has their own tastes. That's all right. That's all right.
Well, I enjoyed it.
That's all you can do. Yes. That's all you really can do with music, you know. You enjoyed it. We all enjoyed it to some extent. We enjoyed the countdown, and especially I did, just because this has been my project that I've been wanting to do for many, many months and even years, ever since I first listened to my local radio station's greatest.
Ever since you heard music?
Ever since I heard music, really. Ever since I learned about countdowns and, you know, watching, like, Watch Mojo as, like, a 10-year-old or whatever.
Shout out Watch Mojo.
Shout out Watch Mojo.
Poisoned my brain very early on.
Well, it's all been leading to this, and it's all downhill from here.
It's all down here, truly. Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, this was really like the pinnacle of my radio career. This is all I do it for, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Not really, actually. It's mostly for the banter. But, yeah, so let's move forward, since we do have 38 more minutes in the show, into some honorable mentions. So first I'll play a couple ones that I personally omitted from the 100 that I might like to possibly include.
Mm.
And then we'll move into songs that Kyle thinks should have made it, Adam should have made it, Julian thinks should have made it, and we'll go from there.
Beautiful.
But let's start our honorable mentions off with this one from a personal favorite of mine and a band that has always been very near and dear to my heart in my personal life and my, you know, other kinds of my life. It's Ween. Transdermal Celebration, baby.
You're
Let's
so
go.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That should have been number one.
Oh, yeah. You know, it really should have been. Here we go. This Transdermal Celebration, folks. Transdermal. We'll be right back. So we were all just discussing... Oh, first I'll just introduce those two songs. That was The Zombies with Care of Cell 44, an honorable mention from the Andromeda 100 Greatest Songs of All Time Countdown. That's what we're doing up here till 11 p.m. when we have to hit the road. Before that, we heard Transdermal Celebration from Ween. Things that I think should have made the countdown. But we've been discussing some of the things that we think would make a good 100 songs countdown. And I know, Kyle, you were talking about some songs. Adam, you had your top five that you wanted to talk about on
air. I don't know if I can espouse a top five, but I must say, you know, as a Tom Waits enthusiast, you know, if there's going to be Tom Waits in the 100, it's got to be after Swordfish Trombones.
Really?
So shout out Bone Machine, all I will say. Okay. Shout out the entirety of Bone Machine. Okay. Maybe that would be my top 22 songs of all time. Yeah.
Is it that long of an album?
No, I don't think so. No, it might be up there.
Oh, okay.
It's almost 20 if it's not. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I gotta put that out there.
I'm more of a 70s Tom Waits guy, just, you know, as a personal note. But
fair enough.
That's just me.
I'd say I'm a fan of the whole Tom Waits discography, from Bad As Me is one of my favorite Tom Waits albums, his last one, and then of course the closing time album, his very first one, is also an amazing album. So I think you really, they're just different artists, you can't call
so true one, he's so prolific,
man. He's a chameleon,
Tom Waits.
He's crazy. And then Kyle, what were you thinking for your
which Tom Waits song?
Which time? Yeah, it's got to be
which
all Tom Waits.
Which Tom Waits song is the greatest song of all time?
Is the Tom Waits.
I've definitely listened to the least amount of Tom Waits in this room. So,
but other songs.
That's
other
my
songs.
Say in that discussion. But other songs, should I? I made a top 10 list.
Yeah, just do the
a
top
while 10. Ago. So this is what I have right now for my top. So number 10, I have Zombie by Fela Kuti.
Beautiful. Good one.
Number 9, Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah,
Johnny Cash.
You talking that?
Number 8, Karma Police, Radiohead.
Okay.
Number 7, Runaway, Kanye West. Yeah. Number 6, Hallelujah, Can. Personal favorite.
Oh yeah.
Number 5, kind of phoning it in because it was number 1 on the Rolling Stone, like a Rolling Stone, Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Had to, you know. I mean,
not Dylan's best.
Crazy talk.
It's just a great song, though. Yeah. I mean, just a song that you listen to and you're like, this is a great song.
It is a classic. Right? I will say. Okay.
And the live versions too, like amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
4, Be My Baby, the Ronettes.
Oh, you know. I had that.
Yeah, that's right. Number 3, which was I felt was lacking in your list, was Computer Love by Kraftwerk.
Yeah, I didn't have any Kraftwerk in there, which is a big faux pas on my part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Number 2, I also thought was lacking. This was Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
Ooh, yeah, I didn't put any. I only put one metal song in there. It was a Deftones
right,
song.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deftones was on that.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And number 1, this is kind of cheating, but I had to give it to the Abbey Road Medley.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not really cheating. They all were sorted together as a song. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good list.
Amazing.
That's
amazing
a very good song. List. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I think for the song that I wanted to play, I don't know if it's coming next.
Oh, I put Computer Love on there, but
all right.
Whatever you want.
That was my nomination.
All right. Computer Love is on there.
Let's hear it.
So, we're going to hear from Kyle. We're going to hear Computer Love, and then we're going to hear some Tom Waits. We're going to hear another of Adam's suggestions, and then some John Prine, perhaps.
Oh, let's definitely get
for some honorable mentions here. We soldier on, only on the Andromeda Countdown and its aftermath.
Oh, the nighttime, yes. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trends are full for all those Brooklyn girls. They try so hard to break out of their little worlds. Well, you wave your hand and they scatter like crows. They have nothing that will ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was one, you chose to be your only one. Oh yeah, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? Well, I see you tonight. Stairs in your doorway. I walk down your street and past your gate. I stand by the light of the four-way. You watch a massive fall. Oh baby, they all have heart attacks. They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win you back. I see you tonight. Run on downtown. Every night is just the same. Oh, baby. Well, I see you tonight.
Folks, we just heard two honorable mentions from the community. We heard Computer Love from Kraftwerk, as suggested by Kyle, and then Downtown Train by Tom Waits, as I guess collectively suggested by Adam and Julian. And I just realized that we have to do another PSA, but where's the PSA book? Just like that. Apologies for the technical.
In a moment of silence, I'd like to also shout out the Downtown Train music video.
True.
Some amazing Italian X representation in the Downtown Train music video.
True.
Just go check it out.
Adam, do you want to read this?
Sure.
Opened it to a random page. It's pedestrian safety.
Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their parts to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds. Drive alert. And always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing. At both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember the drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Adam was looking directly at me while he was reading that thing. Probably because I I go maybe a few too many times around roundabouts once in a while.
But the Massachusetts state law has nothing to say about it.
That's
though.
Not that's pedestrian true. Safety.
Rotaries,
that's,
actually.
That's something else. Yeah.
you can drive as many times around the rotary as you want in Massachusetts.
Entirely. All right. Let's get back into the honorable mentions here. This is another suggestion from Adam, and it is a hip hop song. I don't think I had nearly enough hip hop on this countdown. I tried to include and interpolate a lot of it, but I think in a revision of it, I'd probably do more of it. And I actually have never heard this song before. It is one from Ghostface Killah, of course, a major name in hip hop and a member of the Wu-Tang Clan for a long time. And it's called One. So let's see how this goes. It's an Adam favorite, so I trust it. Here we go. Honorable mention.
Avengers, I'm here to sharpen your sword.
One.
All praises due to your man Wu-Tang Clan. Scream on it,
hey,
go.
Yo,
we at the Wii Gate waiting for Jake. We want 8 ravioli bags, 2 thirsty villain gel and bellyaches. Heavyweight rhyme writers hitting the grass, that's the ripest. Pull out this kite from this white bitch. Talking about dead ghosts, you the only nigga I know. Like when the cops come, you never hide your toes. Get started mashing. CBL, ice water, metallic. Past tense placed in gold caskets. Drew Hill bitches. Specialists lounging at the mine. Sway koofy rap undercover dentist. Rhymes is made of garlic. Never in the target when the knocks hit. Rumor is you might start to spit. Unite slaw. Sweet daddy, great swim. Lifted on the dance floor. Make oaks free. Followed by gauze. Dunkin' High Monument cakes. Be never half baked. Alaskan. Sescapay pussy. New court dates. Trauma. Hands is like candy canes. Lay my balls on ice. The branches in my weed be the vein. Swimsuit issue. Dark sent truly from the heart. Boy, I miss you. See daddy rock a wristful. Martyr and slave guard. Graveyard spells. Fog your goggles. Laying like needles in the hospital. Five steps to conquer. Act Bernadette. Big ass whistle. Ziploc the air here. Thistle.
So all my real bitches take your drawers off. So all my high niggas snatch your skirt off. Just in case she wanna play. Get up in that bitch face and tell her ghost that take your clothes off.
And you're the devil planting fear inside the black babies. 50 cent sodas in the hood, they gon' crazy. Dead meat placed in the shells, we eat coke. Cause fast from the hog, y'all, and grow up. And yo, crash through, break the glass. Tony with the goalie mask, that's the pass. Heavy ice rolling, laying on the dash. Love the grass, cauliflower hurting when I dump the trash. Sour mask, surging every glass up at the Wally Bass. Sun splash, autograph blessing with your name slash. Backdraft, 4 pounder screaming with the pearly ass. Children fix the contrast, add the sound clashes. Mrs. Dad, sprinkle with an icicle eyelash. Ask cap of pentagrams for backstage passes. Special guests, no more Johnny Blaze, Johnny Mathers. Acrobat, run up on that Love Jones actress. Distract the cat while I'm high sugar, get a crack at this. Dick it down, Oprah, jump rope. David Dinkins, watch the black mayor, DC. Hit the mocha, tangerine sofa. 2 super soakers in the rover, hit the sports bar. Tell a young lady to bend over. Meditating yoga, paddleball, dancing with the vulture. Cast a Troy, laying for Travolta. Yo, squish the lingo, 5970, gargle. 7-15-4, be ebony. Yo, the devil planted fear inside the black babies. 50 cent sodas in the hood, they gon' crazy. Dead meat placed in the cell, we eat coca. Fast from the hog, y'all, and grow up. And yo, Wu-Tang Clan, TMF in the motherfucking joint. We all connect as
one.
Straight up and down, y'all. Yo, how many
y'all
girls you got fucked, yo? How many nuts you might bust? Straight up and down.
Take the drop, a nigga, yo.
One.
How many shots?
One.
How many shots?
I'm gunning for the dome.
And it only takes
one.
That's it.
Word up. How many cakes we bake, y'all?
One.
Yo, yo.
How many L's we smoke?
One.
Nah.
At a time, nigga.
At a time.
You know the
one.
Dude.
How
at
many
a time.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered of shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Mm-hmm. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling. For $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like 1,000 railroad trains. He chose while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Mm-hmm. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. He played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fun, there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the G.I. Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
All right, folks, two more of the honorable mentions that we just heard there. The first one was Ghostface Killah with One. Adam, do you want to talk a little bit about that one?
I'll say, Ghostface Killah, closest we will get to Ezra Pound in the 21st century, minus the fascism.
That's good. Minus the fascism is good. But yeah, interesting take. But yeah, I'm coming around to him. I had never heard that song before. Goes pretty hard. I agree. Thoughts on Sam Stone? A little bit more of a more somber note there, but
yeah, it's hard to think of anyone who can write a sadder, more heart-wrenching song than John Prine. And if you listen to that album, it's a whole album full of songs that are each a full story of someone's life or a perspective on what it was like to be an American in the 1970s. Although that particular story about a veteran not being supported upon his return to his country and being hooked on opioids is unfortunately not specific to that era.
Right. That's true.
John Prine, what impresses me most about John Prine maybe is even in a song like that, how much sense of humor he has.
Yeah, he just displays a range of emotions. Yeah. Yep. Well, we are just about drawing to the close of our two-hour show here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We finished up the countdown. We went through some honorable mentions. I do have one last honorable mention to close this out. But other than that, any last words, gentlemen?
It's been beautiful.
I think that's all that needs to be said, truly. All right, we'll finish this off with a beautiful song then. You're going to like this one, Adam, I'm sure. It's Fairport Convention. Who knows where the time goes? Perhaps my most honorable mention.
Deserted shore. Your fickle friends are.